The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's a little chilly up here in Canada, Ontario, where we're broadcasting from. But thank you for joining The Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. We aim to wake you up, to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, and for you to realize that you are limitless. You are the God that exists. Wake up. Know your power. Learn your true potential. Learn who you are. Know that you are limitless and to know thyself. Wake up and live free and live happy. Wake up and reduce the amount of load that you carry through life because it is unnecessary. Wake up and realize that you are everything and all the things that you require, want, or need in life. You have the tool within yourself to get them, to get it, to get at it. Whatever it is that you plan to do, wake up because this is your calling. If you're hearing me, you're searching. And if you are searching, you understand that there's a higher level of consciousness that is available to you. And you want to get there to learn your true power, to learn thyself, to know who you are. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to talk to you today about I am. That's what we're going to talk to you about. I am. So welcome to all the old listeners. Welcome to all my new listeners. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. And thank you for joining us. I am God. I am all that there is. I am a son of God. I am the son of the Most High. I am my own creator, and I am in heaven. And if you're wondering where that is, heaven, it's wherever you want it to be, but right now it's within. I am all that there is. I am the absolute. I am the total. You are the same. H-E-A-M-I says, I am you, you are me, I am. You are the God that exists and no other above you. I hope you're not waiting for someone to come and rescue you or change you And you may strongly disagree with what I'm saying simply because you've been believing what you believe for such a long time. If you tell yourself a story that's not true, and you tell that story long enough, it becomes your truth. You are all that there is. There is no source coming to rescue you. You will have to learn to rise up to the highest level possible, which is what we call realization. Wake up. You are the God that exists. If that's hard for you to understand or to believe, you've been believing something else for much longer, and you have accepted it as your truth. I am. And you know that you are. Every time you introduce yourself to someone, you says, I am. That's the God in you saying, I am Barrington. I am Gary. I am John. You are acknowledging the fact that you are all that there is. The heaven you seek is within you. I hope no one is trying to seek hell, though I hear that's where the party's going to be. But I am. You choose the path that you walk on. When you introduce yourself, you're acknowledging that you are. If you read from the greatest books that's ever been written, so they say, it will tell you, you are the sons of the Most High. You are the God that exists. The one we're looking for is not out there. It's within. We waste a lot of our time searching outwardly to find the answer when it's within. You are the God that exists. You need to rise up and act accordingly. Wake up. Wake up. Believe. Understand. There is no one coming to rescue you but yourself. You are the source you're looking for. You are the divine wisdom that you're looking for. You are the strength that you're looking for. You're the power that you're seeking. You are not the one who's afraid. You are not the one who is feeling insecure. You are all that there is. We're connected. We're all a part of the great source. I am the God, as are you. I am my own creator. So are you. I am a part of the great wave. So are you. There is one source, and you're it. One source, we're it. We're connected to it. We're part of it. We're it. One source. And if you're speaking whichever language you're speaking, you are communicating with that source. Wherever you're coming from, whichever river that you're journeying down, you're heading towards the same source, the ocean, every single one, or the religion that you believe, it's heading towards spirituality. You are the one. You need to wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up and realize you're what you're looking for. And if for a second you're telling yourself that you're not, you're afraid. And when you know who you are, the fear will not exist because you can't be afraid of yourself. You are the one. You need to know that. I am. And the next time you offer your hand to introduce yourself to someone and you say, I am, you are acknowledging the God that you are. The absolute. The divine, the source. You are that one. Act accordingly. What we need to do is to remove some of the old memories that we carry with us every single day. We're taken away from the source that we're supposed to be attached to. And we're given other ideas and we follow them through. You are the source that you seek. We develop habits, be it good or bad, and we follow them through without knowing the reason we follow it through. I was told a story this week, and I thought it was interesting. I'm going to share it with you. And it was about an experiment that was done. Apparently, it was a true experiment. A bunch of monkeys, say five of them, was put in this cage. And at the top of the cage, they hung bananas. And they put a metal pole in the middle between the top and the bottom. And the monkeys were to climb up on this pole and get the bananas. But they put a shock on it, electricity, so when the monkey touches it, he's shocked, and he tries again, and he gets a shock. Eventually, he stopped trying, and all monkeys, the five of them, were trying to do the same thing, and eventually, they all stopped. So they took one of the original monkeys out and put in a new monkey, and the first thing he did was try to run up on this pole to get the banana, and the other four grabbed him and beat him up. And eventually he learned, the one who got beat up, not to try to climb the poles because, you know, the outcome is not going to be good. They took another one of the original monkeys out and put in a new one. And the new one tried the same thing, to climb the poles to get up to the bananas. And all four of the other ones, including the new one who got beat up before, beat up this other one. And eventually all five of the original monkeys, who knew what it was like to get shocked, were removed. And all that was left in there were new monkeys who were beating up each other when they tried to get on top of that, climb up that pole. Now, that behavior continued for generations to come. And we're acting in ways that we don't even know how, but we're doing it. Why? But we're doing it. We don't even know why we hate, but we're doing it. Or why we're taking things, but we're doing it. Because the behavior was taught to us by someone or some entity or something. And now we're acting accordingly. And we have no proof as to why we're doing this. Why do we bend down and pray and close our eyes and hope that we get delivered? Somebody told us to do it. And we believe it and we act accordingly. We fashion our lives, entire lives around it, then we try to share it with somebody else. That's the story. I just thought I'd tell you that. Thanks for listening. Do we have any emails there, Gary?
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. Send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And Joyce just did that, and she says, "So, Barrington, you're telling me there's no heaven. Now, I'm not talking about biblical heaven, but is there not some other place besides here? If there is no heaven or other entity of heaven, then the Bible is false." Okay, so that's from Joyce. Thank you, Joyce. Paul wants to know if we are our own God then. If there is no God, we are our own God. Do we have superpowers per se like the God that we're taught to believe in? And that's from Paul. And Stan writes in and he says, "If there is no other God, as you say we are God, who made the earth?" And that's from Stan. And back to you.
Stan, that's a very good question. Actually, we touched on that a couple of weeks ago. Who made the earth? And the story that I think you're probably getting this from is they talk about in the beginning. And they said there was this and there was that. I don't know who made the earth. You know, I don't know what made the earth or how it was made. I think it's always has been. But it wasn't a who. It would have been more like a what created it. If you put two things together, it's going to react. There's going to be a reaction for it. Two chemicals, two energies. When you hear the lightnings outside, it's a negative pole versus the lightning, the thunders. And the lightning is, you hear the negative pole crosses the phase with the positive poles, and it makes a bang, like a spark that we can hear from miles around. These things happen because life happens and nature happens. Who made the earth? I can't answer that question. I wasn't there. But I'd like to tell you that it's been, and it's always has been. There wasn't a who. Because the next question you can ask to support that is, who made the who? Or what made the who? Or how, you know, So who made the earth? I can't answer that question. I think it always has been. And I hope I cleared that up for you. But we are the gods. And this is answering Paul's question. Are we our own gods? Of course we are our own gods. We're part of the source that governs everything. We're part of the life that is a part of everything. We're part of that entity that lives like everything else does and dies like everything else does. Like it's a shelf life that keeps rotating. And the stream that's running down the river, the stream that's going down the hill, the water that goes into the ocean, it rejuvenates itself and it takes different forms and it starts over again because for it to get back to the top of the hill, it has to rechange. We have to change its form. It cannot be the liquid. You haven't seen the river running up the hill, but what will happen? It will evaporate and becomes vapor, and then it'll blow back up there and fall down and starts again. Pretty much like our lives. And we're in the physical now because you're hearing me. And eventually you're going to change the physical into a spiritual being where there's no body that exists. And the circle continues. We don't die. We don't go anywhere. We're here. Are we our own God? Are we our own gods? Absolutely. Absolutely. There's not another one out there. And if you've been believing there is for a very long time, I'm not going to say shame on you. I'm going to say, well, try something different. Because if you've been believing that, it was probably told to you long before you could even talk. And they give you an image of it and how you should act and how you should be on all these things. Like the monkeys that were in the cage, if you heard the monkey story, they just start beating up the other monkeys, not even knowing why, because they thought this was the trend to exist, for us to exist. But I don't know if the monkeys are going to be smart enough to say, wait a second, where is this coming from? Why we're one? Why are we beating each other up over something for no apparent reason? I don't know if they're smart enough to make that conscious decision, but they're going to continue to follow what others has told them to follow. I will change the idea of saying, venture out on your own and do the meditation and follow yourself. And you will find out. Someone asked me recently, will we know the truth after this life is over? Well, we will definitely find the truth, not because it's going to be told to you, simply because the BS will go away. And what's left is the truth that you are all that there is. You are the God. That's the answer for Paul. Now, Joyce, you wanted to know, that's for the answer for Paul and everybody else who has that same question, because I know for sure a lot of people are thinking they were told a long time ago that there is a bigger, greater entity above them. There is your higher self, your more alertness, your wake up, your realization, the state of the mind that exists is the highest level. Yes, there is a higher you, higher level of consciousness, and we're trying to wake you up to get there. Is there a heaven? A physical place out there? And this question has been floating around for the longest time, and I've answered this many times. Is there a place elsewhere that we called heaven? Well, I think heaven is a state of mind. There isn't a planet or a room or a cloud or a big rock or a comet coming to take us anywhere, simply because in order to leave here, you have to be in the spiritual sense. You cannot leave in the body. So they're suggesting that when that day of resurrection, we all wake up and without a body, we fly to a new place and get a new body and live happily ever after, hold hands and sing Kumbaya. No. Your heaven is where you are right now. And you could go there if you want to right now while you're in the physical sense. There isn't a part out there, a room, a star out there that says this is heaven. Because we were there spiritually already. If it did exist, what would be the point of coming here in the physical to determine whether or not we could go back by somebody else's permission? Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. The heaven that exists is within you, and you could choose to be there now while you're still alive. The heaven is a state of mind. And so is the other opposing part of heaven that starts with the H-E double hockey stick place. Yes, hell. You choose that as well. Choose heaven. But it is in the physical that you'll enjoy it, because once you leave in the spiritual, you're with another side of existence, which is our spiritual side, and all the things that we got in trouble for on earth, like taking what's not ours, telling a lie, you know, worshiping the vanities of life, or try to be better than anybody else, or hate people, all of that won't exist. It's not possible for it to exist. You will live in the unity, because all of life is one, and it's one unit. So you'll see no need to deceive your brother, to take his money, or to do any of these things that we do in the physical sense. That will go away. And like I said, after this existence, the BS will disappear, and the truth will be left, will reveal itself. It's there. You can attain that right now. You could go through your meditative state and get that information right now. But the heaven that we've been told does not exist. And I will challenge anyone to please tell me where it is and then prove it. Because you know, and we all know, you can't prove the non-existence. So if you think it's there, it's because you believe it's there. If you can't prove it's there, is it really there? Or is that just your imagination, or just you accepting this as your truth? We were told a lot of things when we were kids, young, and didn't have much experience. This is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. Don't do that. Don't do this. And we pick from all those instructions as to the way we want to live. Some of us go to the bad side, and some stay on the good side, but we choose. And the choice that we're making is based on somebody else's opinion as to how life should be, not your own, because you haven't developed yet. And they tell you things that you carry on through your existence, through your entire life, and you take it on as truth without proof. What if you need to know? Are you not curious as to what is the truth? Can you not accept the fact that the God exists is you? Because you're thinking God is greater? Yeah. One of the questions that we had is, are we able to perform like he does? Well, depending on what your God has been doing, living, eating, sleeping, breathing, living life. Well, yeah, we could do that. We're restricted within the body because we can't do the speed limit as we can without the body. We are restricted because we're in a body, but we are limitless. And the spiritual side of us is limitless. All that there is exist within the God that you are. But we can't fly, so don't try it. Our body's too heavy, I imagine. But we can't fly, so don't try it. We build a machine that could do that for us. We have that ability. All that there is within you. You are the God. And every time you're introducing yourself from here on in, please acknowledge the fact that you say, I am that I am. I am. And if anyone didn't give you a name before, your introduction would have been, I am. I am God. This is what you need to understand. I am. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Show on realityradio101.com. We have Awaken an Ascension Guide. It's a book I have out there, and it helps you to align yourself to your true purpose. You could pick it up. You'll enjoy it. We have a website, HEAMI, Barrington, Awaken.com. Have we got anything else?
We have one email from Greg. And Greg says, wow, Barrington, heavy today. Everything I thought about, learned about, and believed in the Bible was just thrown out the window. So, okay, Greg, thank you. Thank you. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Greg, that made me laugh. A little choked up, actually. Yes. So that book is an amazing book. It does give you a lot of history. There's a lot of history in that book. And it does generally teach you how to be innocuous and how to live. If you're following it, how to live among your fellow men and how to be tolerant of each other, which is kind of funny because people use that same book to go to war and go to war over that. And people use that. So it's good and bad. So, but there's a lot of good in that book. It teaches you how to be innocuous all the time. It teaches you how to be kind and how to be generous and how to give and you know, offer, you know, if offered to help to people. So there's a lot of good in it, but there's a lot of history in that book as well. And of course, as you well know, there's just some stories that doesn't make any sense. That's also in that book in the beginning and all these other things. So you can't throw it out the window. And I never encourage anybody to throw out their ideas or their belief. You want to know where they're coming from and how can you incorporate that in your existence today? And how could you carry on the beliefs that you've had and introduce it to a spiritual world and see how those two work together? Because they do. The ocean, the water running from the river eventually falls into the ocean. The belief that you may have had or have on your religious belief, it is still flowing into spirituality. And at one point, when you collect and you understand and you know all about spirituality, you'll see how the religious teachings were to bring you there, but somewhere along the line, somebody blocked the road or put up a wall or something, and something happened or build a dam. And I've said that before, but no, you're not throwing the whole idea out the window. And I don't think you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, Greg, and say, oh yeah, this is the new way. No, you're going to challenge yourself on it all the time. It says, what about this? And what about that? And, you know, but there isn't proof other than the fact that you believe it. There isn't proof other than the fact that you believe it. Take that book, flip it through back and forth, and you could go to chapter 1 and chapter 11 and chapter 15 and have all these things. But the common denominator that makes this the truth is the fact that you accept it. It is only true because you accept it. You were kidnapped and you're held captive. But the kidnapper fed you and kept you warm and give you all good things. So you soon realize that your entire life and your existence is in the hand of the kidnapper who took you from what you knew, took you away from your ideas. But you still love him or her dearly because your life is being governed by them. And they are responsible for your existence. So you stay obedient and follow the rules of the person that kidnapped you so you can exist. Well, that's a lot of crap, I think. Challenge it. The ideas. We want to believe that is the truth. And we follow it. We govern our lives by the rules. And I know a lot of people who's just using it as a front. They're so full of it. They wave this banner, I am this way, but they're the criminals, they're behind, and the thieves, because they say, well, look, if I'm believing in this and I'm following this and I'm holier than thou, do you think I would do that? Hell yes, because you are doing it. We've believed it for a very long time, and it's without proof. And I could tell you for sure, if you want to find something that is tangible and will offer you proof, practice connecting to your spiritual world and your spiritual guides, and you will have the proof. And you're not going into something blindly and believing it because you've been believing it for such a long time. And everybody in your social circle thinks the same way, like the birds of a feather that flocks together. Doesn't make it truth. But if you're waiting to be rescued or waiting to be, you know, to protect it, then you might find this gang, so I call it, you know, they're responsible for all the shooting and all the gang violence. We're familiar with the gang, but nobody associates this religious teaching as a gang because they give you instructions. And are they holier than thou? Do they start wars? Do they start make divorces? Do they make claims like what God put together, make no man take apart? Is that true? Ask anybody you know who's getting a divorce. You are the God that exists. You are following something blindly. And nobody has ever stepped up to say, a lot of people have stepped up to say, where's the evidence to support what you're saying? You are the God. Yes, and God, you should trust. Yes, so you are doing that. Good for you. But ask somebody somewhere along the line to prove. And the only reason it is real is because you believe it. much like those five monkeys that's in a cage right now, beating up every other monkey that comes in, don't even know why they're doing it. It just seems to be the thing that needs to be done. Nobody has the proof. You could get your own. Practice your meditation. So we're going to talk about the body following suit and taking instructions from the mind, and eventually it becomes the ruler because it has all the instructions and you don't need to think anymore because the body symmetrically goes through, the body symmetrically goes through, it carries on a pattern. And in that pattern, it does everything on routine. When you get up in the morning, there's 100 different things you do before you get into your vehicle to go to work or whatever you do. 100 different things. From you wake up to you stretch, to brush your teeth, to put on your clothes, to have a shower, not have a shower, the shoes, the clothes you may wear, and so on and so on and so on. All of that is being done right now by memory. How we've taught ourselves, how we trained ourselves. Do you pray? Do you not pray? You eat breakfast, you not eat breakfast. You brush your teeth, you not brush your teeth. And so on and so forth. The body has developed the routine that was dictated to it by the mind. So the body's constantly just going through the routine. When you're driving home from work and you've been doing it for a very long time, all of a sudden you're unconsciously aware of how the heck did I get here? When did I pass that? Because the body was doing the controlling while the mind was drifting off to do something new. The symmetrical pattern the body has, you have given it to it, and the subconscious now has the ability to act as the conscious while you're doing something else with the brain. How many times have you said to yourself, this is mindless? Well, it's true, because the body remembers what it's supposed to do. Drive home, pay attention, see the light, see the red light, see the green light, speed up if you see the amber light. I don't know. But the body remembers these things, and you're acting accordingly. Because the body has the memories. Oh, it's 12, I should eat. It's 9 o'clock, I should go to bed. Oh, it's 5 in the afternoon, great, I can have a beer. Or 9 in the morning, whatever you choose. But the body remembers these things and it dictates it to the mind. So the master has become the slave. Because the master is supposed to be the mind that tells the body what to do and so on and so forth. So what we're going to try to do is try to deprogram the symmetrical pattern that the body has developed from what you've taught it. Because the body is telling you, you have taught the body how to stay whatever size you are, whatever shape you are, whatever food you eat, whatever friends you keep. You have told the body. The body, you tell it mentally, you want it to be big, it stays big. So you can reprogram and tell it you want it to be small, and it'll do just that for you. Take some practice, but it's doable. So reprogram the body and teach it something new so the body will say to you, okay, now what's next? What's new? What are we going to do next? As opposed to, oh, it's 6 o'clock. It's time to turn on the news. Oh, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I guess I got to go pick up the kids or whatever you do it for 4 p.m. or 2 in the morning or whatever it is. The body's running on a constant memory. Because you've dictated these ideas. The same thing we did when we were in school. We remembered a whole bunch of things. And then when we had to write the exam, we didn't have to think about it. We just repeat the memory that we had. Well, now you're doing this. Somewhere between 30 and 39, you've become the person who's living in the past. You're living off memory. You remember where to go, what time to get there. When you go to the grocery store, remember what to buy. When you get home, you remember what to cook and what time to eat and what time to go to sleep, what movies you should be watching and what's new. And you just go through the memory process, just remembering things. And when it comes to the physicality, the body just takes over and just mimic the routine that you've laid out. You've just landed on train tracks that goes around the world. Don't do anything else. Just leave it alone. They run parallel forever. It'll just keep going until the end of your journey. You can't go anymore. You tip over and you fall off, and that's the end of it for you. How about if you just create a new idea, a new thought? Let the body ask you what's next as opposed to predicting to you what's next. You have to deprogram. You have to learn to deprogram that segment, that section that is symmetrically running. You get up, you walk to your couch, and you sit there until it's time to go to bed. You have a routine. Let me change that. Change the symmetrical pattern. You have to allow the thoughts that's constantly running through your subconscious mind to not do that anymore. So the body will continually ask you, what's next? What do we do? As opposed to, oh, it's, you know, go through the routine of what you should be doing. You allow the body, the mind, to come to a place where you don't have a thought, no thought whatsoever. Change the routine of what you're doing. You used to have your coffee at 7 o'clock in the morning, try have it at nine. It's not, you're not gonna make a big difference for you. You used to take this route to work, try taking that one. You're gonna be more alert. You're gonna be consciously aware of what's the new scenery and pay a lot of attention to it. So you'll be there in the present as opposed to allowing the body to make those decisions for you. How many times have you gone down the road and all of a sudden you see something erected at the side of the road where you drive almost every day? When did that get there? Well, it got there in those moments when you weren't consciously aware and the body was doing the driving for you, or the walking, or the whatever, the pattern. Change it up. Allow the mind to be without thought. And the longer you can do that, the easier and the faster it's going to be for the body to forget its training, its routine, its symmetrical pattern. How many times have you said to your friends, oh, it's the same stuff, just a different day? Somebody says, how you doing? I said, same stuff, a different day. Use another word, but you know, you get the point. Change that up. Create something new. Don't allow enough thoughts. Don't allow the same thoughts to continually run through your head, because then you could predict what tomorrow and the tomorrows are going to be. Change that thought. Change the ideas. Change the routine. Change something. And if you're attempting to change sitting on the couch watching TV, it'll be so difficult for you to just sit on the couch and read a book. Yeah, because the body remembers 80% of that being sit there and click, click, click with the TV channel. And it's trying to force you to do that. The memory will kick in and go, the heck with it. Let's watch some television. What if you change the entire scenery, the entire setting, the entire day? So you let the body know that you've got something new for him. And so should it be every single day. Take him for a run up a hill, if you can, or walk through the forest or by the river, or a bicycle ride. Give him something new, and don't allow the thoughts that you have programmed him, the body, into a very long time ago to continually be the boss of today. Change the program. Allow the mind to go without thought as long as you can. It's called meditating. And the benefit is you're rewiring the body. You're rewiring the thought patterns. You're rewiring the entire infrastructure of the body and the brain and the mind. You're rewiring all of it to create something new. You never know. You may truly, truly enjoy dancing or not. But you're allowing the body to reprogram itself, the mind to reprogram the body. You may fill it with greatness. You're emptying out some of what's in the cup already and putting something brand new in it. And for God's sakes, if you're going to do that, make sure it's a positive thing. Make sure it's a positive thing. Because I've said to you many times that the thoughts are like a boomerang, man. You throw them out there, it's coming back at you. So make sure the ones that are coming back at you are good ones. So when you realize it, you have something positive to gain from it. That's all I'm saying. Reprogram, reset the mind. Let's get into something that's brand new. Let's teach ourselves how to stay alert. In doing so, you get closer to your higher level of consciousness. Because when the brain is asleep, when you are consciously unaware, nothing happens other than the routine, the symmetrical pattern of life continues. The body remembers what you do, and it does it for you when you're consciously unaware of it. I was coming home from a party many years ago. I was in my early 20s, and three passengers and myself, and I was very tired, and I dozed off at the wheel as I was driving. But just before I realized, there were two cars in front of me, I'm guessing about 100 feet away, and I popped my head back up, I guess, and when I looked, the cars were gone, and I looked in the rearview mirror. They're just as far behind me as they were in front of me before I nodded off. That's not my responsible story I want to tell you. It's just a fact of what happened. And sure enough, while I fell asleep, I don't know how long it took for me to catch up to those two cars and pass them, but I did. And when I looked at my speedometer, I was going, yes, a little bit faster than they were. But the body was doing the driving while the mind was preoccupied in a nap or a dream someplace. The body remembers your symmetrical pattern, and it does an amazing job subconsciously to get you through most of the dangers. And all of us have come home somewhere and go, oh, I don't even remember passing that place. Or when did I, oh, man, and forgot how they got home because they were deep in thought and they just, the body took over and is doing the memory. In this case, I suppose it's a positive thing. But what happens in the long run when you become, say, redundant to yourself and you can't figure out how to get out of boredom or depression, illness or weight gain or any of those things? You don't want that because the body's going to remember what it should remember just for you. So we're going to work on focus. We're going to focus on reprogramming it. Let the mind be empty. Let the mind be free. Let the mind be clear. And the amount of time that you can allow the brain, the mind, not to have these thoughts going through it, you're rewiring the body, the brain. Reset. Reset. Just learn how to do that. Reset. You're not going to lose everything that you've had, because you still remember how to walk and eat and talk and do all these things. It's the habits we're trying to undo by creating new ones or allowing new ones to develop. Empty the mind. Practice your meditation. Don't allow your life to run on train tracks for the rest of it, for any of it for that matter. But we were told things when we were young, and we don't know how to undo it. We just don't know how to undo them. Let's reset by allowing ourselves to have new ideas in our brain. You know, I read somewhere that if you continue to have, say, children in the same bloodlines, like cousins and relatives and whatnot, eventually something happens and they become, you know, not as intelligent as they could be. So you have to introduce new gene pool. You have to introduce new DNA, new something into that bloodline for it to continue to mix and for it to continue to grow. You need to add something new to it. Same thing happens with the body and the whole nine yards. You need to add something to it. And if you don't, and you continue to go along the same bloodline, yeah, something will happen. I used to make jokes all the time that when we hear about the KKK members, we all say, cool, let them breed among themselves. That's awesome. Well, that's mean for me to say that, but you know what would happen. Have we got...
We have one email. Kate writes in and she says she's enjoying the show and she's a new listener from Cleveland, Ohio. So we want to thank Kate for writing in. Thank you, folks. You still have time. We have about 15 minutes left with the Barrington Show. So if you'd like to write in with a question, a comment, a thought, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Thank you. And thanks, Kate. Thanks for sharing this. And I hope you love the show. New listener. We're not always this heavy or this deep, But sometimes I get the message and I deliver them as they come. And if you're not familiar or anybody's familiar with the message is coming from, when you open yourself up to meditation, you tap into the source or you tap into the guides, you do hear things. You do hear things, you get ideas. And if you're on a path, if you're on a journey, if you're trying to accomplish, if you're trying to do all these things, you do hear things. And then you share it with people because sometimes the message is given to you to pass on, not, you know, for to protect, maybe stay out of dangers or whatnot. And the only reason the message would be given to somebody for them to pass it on to another person is simply because that person is consciously unaware or don't even understand or maybe think they're losing it because they're hearing things and they're not following up on it, you know. And by the way, no God is ever going to tell you to hurt somebody. No message is going to tell you to kill somebody. No message is going to tell you to rob or take from, which is what you hear on TV all the time. God made me do it. God, no, that's not true. The spiritual guide that comes from goodness, which is all love, will not be instructing you to go hurt or take advantage of or to, you know. So anytime, everywhere you've ever heard anybody say, yeah, the voice is in my head. No. You're playing with the wrong deck of cards. You're full of something. And the gods that all exist, that's a part of all of us, that's connected to single one entity, one source, is not going to tell you to go do damage or harm or take advantage of anybody else because they know that's you. They know you're part of that. I will not be telling myself anytime soon to go slap me around or rob my pockets, you know, or take my car. I will not be telling myself any of those things simply because it doesn't make any sense for me to rob my pockets, does it? Or slap myself around. Same thing happens when somebody tells you that their God is telling them to go do this and go do that. They are full of it. Yes, it. Thank you, Kate, for joining us, and I hope you stay with the show. You grow with us. We talk about spirituality. We talk about upliftment. We talk about waking up and rising up and become alive, become aware of who you are and understand that you are the source, the power that exists, and the only one source that exists. Whichever language you decide to use to communicate, you are still communicating, which would mean to me that this source that you're communicating with is universal. It's universal. And you can't assume for those people in another part of the world who doesn't speak English and they're speaking their language, our God is bilingual. You know, you can't assume that. Or the prayers are not being heard because our God don't understand that language. You are the God. And we started the show by saying that. I am. You are. When you introduce yourself, please let them know that you are the God. I am. You prove that to them. And when you know that about yourself, all that exists for you in your reality becomes real. And it's not egoic. It's not arrogance. It is just your rite of passage. It is who you are. It is who you are. We're talking about having to reprogram the body, having to reprogram the physical body for it to accept the fact that you're going to tell it what to do and he's not governing for you what needs to be done because he's on a schedule that you've put him on, the body. And when I say you and he, I'm speaking on the body. You being different than the body. You're the spiritual entity that lives within the body. The body is your vehicle. But you have somehow convinced it through words or thoughts to do this pattern for you. And it's brainless here from here on in. Your work that you do every day at work, a lot of us will tell you, I don't even think about it anymore. It's just going through the motions. I do this. It's 12 o'clock. I got to go eat. Or you come back and you do this. Create something new and rewire the infrastructure of the body so the spiritual existence of the body could be more alert and not following in a routine, a symmetrical pattern, a track-like. Wake up. And to do that, please attach yourself to the spiritual guides. Attach yourself to all that there is. Wake up. I said earlier that we can follow any group we want, any gang we want, and that becomes the truth. And if you have one that is kneeling down and praying, they are the most accurate one. And if you have one that is out there looting and shooting, they're the most accurate one. And if you have one out here hugging the trees, they're the most accurate one. At least they believe they are. And their cause is more worthy than everyone else's. But that is not possible. It is all the same. It's all the same. And what you choose to be your poison or your way of life is your choice. But make sure it's not hurting anybody in the process of doing that. I said earlier, people have said, my God made me do that or gave me that. No, and they call other names. That is so not true. Unless you're a chemical imbalance or you're not all there, nobody's going to tell you in your head to go hurt somebody. You convinced yourself that is what needs to be done. So you follow through and now you're busted and you're telling a story that somebody told you to do it. Horse, not true. Just not true. Let's learn to meditate. Let's tap into our spiritual guide. Let's tap into what we know to be the truth. Because not because it feels right, because it is right. And if it's love, it's right. If it's hate, it's not. Because coming from the spiritual side, there is only one. There is only light. And that light represents the love. And the love represents the love of all mankind, all that there is. That's the love. I am. Study your spirituality. Tap into it. Connect to it. Wake up to it. Stop the symmetrical pattern that you've taught the body to follow through. Then you can implement changes in the body. A lot of people ask how to lose weight. Well, if you've sent a message to your body a long time ago that this is how it should be, I assure you it's fighting with its survival instincts to stay that way. And it won't change. So you have to re-change the message. Type a new message, text one, email, Instagram, send a new message to the body that I want change and this is a new change. And send it again and again and again and again. Because the body said, yeah, I hear you. You want to be this way, but this is what this is what we are. And it's your food, it's your diet, it's your sleep, it's your mood, it's your partner, your spouse, everything. Change the program that you've set up. If you want change, please remember that. If you want to change, you have to change the program. And the program is changed in the mind. The mind is changed when you disallow the body to continue its routine. You change that in the mind by allowing the thoughts that's coming at you aggressively not to come at you so aggressively. And you slow them down, and eventually you dismiss them or block them or prevent them from coming in. In the midst of doing all of that, we call the meditating, the body will start asking you questions. Like, what do you want me to do now? What do I do? Change the program. And if you're believing in something out there that you think it's the greatest thing ever, not you or the posse you hang out with, you individually think it's the greatest thing, please don't ask the posse that's a part of that group because they're going to have to agree. Because if they don't agree, then there's going to be conflict within. If you're in the gang, for example, and say the gang member, doesn't this really, really suck? They're going to question your loyalty. But to yourself, you ask yourself that question. And if it is the right way, try to find some proof to support your argument so you're not wasting your time being a part of that gang or group or cult or institution, whatever. Ask yourself, and how is there proof? What is the proof of it? Prove it to yourself. Give yourself something tangible to hold on to. And this is the proof. People's asked me many times, what is your proof? I said, sit down and stay still and don't think about nothing. Proof comes to you, knocking at your door, saying, hey. And you're not here and following just because you believe. There's got to be more to you than that. Wake up. I'm not trying to insult. I'm just simply saying you have to take more than somebody's word for it. Try to get your own proof of it. Wake up is what we say. And waking up gives you all the answers that you seek and lets you realize all the tools is in your toolbox. Wake up. Have we got anything else?
Yes, our last email here for the show. Irene wrote in and she says, Barrington, hello. I normally listen to you as much as I can every Sunday, and I have to admit that this is one of your best shows ever. And that's from Irene. Back to you.
Okay, Irene, thank you. I went to school with a lovely lady many years ago named Irene, and I always say I'm going to try to find her and say hello to her. Anyway, Irene, thank you very much for that. The best show ever. I think a lot of it is relevance to how it hits you and how you feel and how you can relate to it. Sometimes people talk about the things that, you know, that you struck a nerve. You've heard that. But thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I hope others out there are getting the same experience, not necessarily this show, but any other show that's been on there. And just challenge what you're doing. And just because they tell you it is the way it is, just ask the question, how do you know you're not just being kind to the person who's kidnapped you because you think your existence is based upon their generosity or their kindness or their however they choose to treat you, and you end up loving the aggressor, the abuser, or the wrong? Why are those monkeys, if you heard the first part of the show, why are those monkeys beating each other up when they try to advance or to get something? Why are they trying to hold them down when naturally on their own they would have figured it out? Why are you holding something back? What's the reason? Who's benefiting from it other than just an experiment? Now, if somebody or some group or some source is trying to force you into coming an awesome labor force by forcing you to remember things, and you've been forced to become an awesome labor force for another group of people, how is that benefiting you? You were tricked into something. You're forced to become an awesome labor force so a machine can operate. Wake up. Wake up. This is what we say to everybody. Wake up. We've got a couple of minutes, and thank you very much for that, Irene. I really appreciate that. You saying that, and I hope other people enjoy the show as much as you do and pass that word on. I want to take a couple of things and just go recap what we're saying. A lot of what I said today was very deep, very, very deep. And one of the emails said that all the things that I was taught from day one until now has got to be thrown out because it's not true. It doesn't have to be thrown out, and that's not my intent. I'm not saying go do this and radically change yourself. By the way, you don't want to do that in a very drastic way. You want to do it in a gingerly way, because if you do it very aggressively, you're going to shock yourself. And, you know, God only knows what happens when you get shocked out there, not physically, but the way it changes the body so fast. It's a gradual process. You didn't get to where you are today by snapping of the finger. You took a long journey there. You could take a journey back away from it if you want, if you choose to. We talked about that. Reprogramming the brain. You're not supposed to throw away what you've had. We had a call a while ago. Somebody had said, how do you step into spirituality while you carry the guilt of believing into Christianity? And that was actually the question. And you don't feel guilty. You know, you don't feel as if you've missed out on something. You don't feel as if you're abandoning or you're backsliding or you're whatever. No, that was a part of the education. Maybe it was to do or to teach you what not to do. I don't know. But going into something different, bring the blessings or the good part of that has made you a good person, a humble person, a believable person, reliable, any of that. Did you get any great value from that? Bring that into the spiritual world because it's necessary and it exists there, but you can better get betterment from it because you're more prepared. Every experience that you've had in your life was a teacher to you. We need to spend some time in finding out the lesson that's being taught. Take care. We got 2 minutes, 1 minute to go. And I'm going to say this, everybody, be happy, stay safe. Today, for the first time, I was asked to, if I had my ID, and I thought I was really pretty wrong, but I was asked for my passport. It's life. Enjoy. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.